This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll learn today whether the Fed will keep raising interest rates or pause. The AP's Donna Warder.
Many economists expect the Fed to announce a relatively modest quarter-point hike in its benchmark rate to roughly 4.9%, the highest point in nearly 16 years. Hiring is strong, consumers are still spending, and inflation is still high. But less than 2 weeks ago, Silicon Valley Bank failed in the second-largest bank collapse in American history. That shock was followed by the failure of Signature Bank. The Fed is expected to treat inflation and financial turmoil as two separate problems, raising rates to address inflation and greater Fed lending to banks to calm the financial turmoil.
Former President Trump says he hasn't done anything wrong, but an investigation into alleged hush money payments could lead to an indictment by a grand jury in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Here at the courthouse in Manhattan, police floodlights are up and metal barricades around the building. Court officers are out in full force. The NYPD says it's ready for any protests as Trump has called for. Yesterday, bomb threats delaying the courts. The grand jury is deciding whether to indict Trump over his alleged hush money payments to women, including Stormy Daniels, during his 2016 election. And it's not the payments, but the way they were made that could get him in trouble. Trump says he's innocent. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Ukraine's President Zelensky posted a video this morning showing what he said was a Russian missile slamming into an apartment building in Ukraine. This after Russian forces launched drones that killed four people near Kyiv. Two people known dead in California after more rain and snow. Forecasters say more flooding is possible today. This is AP News. It's prison for a man said to have attacked police during the U.S. Capitol riot. The AP's Ed Donahue with this story.
A man gets a four-year prison sentence for attacking police during the Capitol riot. Prosecutors say Jeffrey Sills from Virginia arrived with a gas mask and goggles, stole a flashing strobe light to disorient officers, and assaulted them with a stolen baton at the Capitol's Lower West Terrace Tunnel. Sills' attorney says his client did not come to Washington with the intention of committing violence. He brought technical gear out of fear there was going to be a terrorist attack. But prosecutors say Sills posted video, later deleted. In one post showing officers in riot gear, Sills wrote, "Visited the Capitol today." In another post showing rioters flooding into the tunnel, he wrote, "Took a tour." Ed Donahue, Washington.
Sales of existing homes jumped 14.5% last month. That from realtors. That's the strongest sales pace since September. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.